Listener Production.
Hi there, it's Damien Carbon. WorkSafe has launched an investigation after the death of a worker in the state's goldfields yesterday afternoon. Police called to the mine site in Widgiemooltha near Cambalda just before 3 p.m. Sadly, the 21-year-old man was pronounced dead at the scene. It's being treated as a workplace death, a report to be prepared for the coroner. Some unwanted guests at Woodside's AGM today in Perth. Environmental protesters to take to Crown this morning. They're calling for Chair Richard Goyder to step down. Groups like Greenpeace and the Conservation Foundation will be rallying against the mining giant's pursuit of new gas projects. With many Aussies opting to take an extra long weekend this week, it could mean a shortage in blood supply. An extra 1,200 donations are needed every day over the next week to meet demand across Australia. Lifeblood Executive Director Kath Stone encouraging Aussies to give the gift of life this Anzac Day.
Many donors are expected to take a four-day long weekend this Anzac Day, so we're calling on people across Australia to roll up their sleeves and donate blood or plasma now to help avoid any shortages.
The first of a number of Anzac Day commemorations begin later this afternoon with a sunset service at King's Park. A large crowd expected there tomorrow morning early for the dawn service, followed by the traditional march through the city and finishing up in a mateship event in Langley Park. And as part of Sport Integrity Australia's probe into the AFL's illicit drugs policy, it's now looking into the death of ex-Fremantle Dockers footballer Harley Ballack. In sport, the Eagles look set to rest Harley Reid for the Suns on Sunday. Media reports out of Melbourne this morning suggesting the 19-year-old will be managed after six games, while defender Tom Barras fights a one-match ban at 11 a.m. Perth time today. Mixed results at last night's hearing. Jesse Hogan cleared to play tomorrow for the Giants, but his captain, Toby Green, failed to avoid a one-match ban. And round seven kicks off tonight. It's Richmond and Melbourne at the MCG, ahead of Essendon and Collingwood tomorrow afternoon at the G.